Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Pass to Kevin White, incomplete. You thought it would be at a spot. Is that part of his experience learning?
Yeah, there's going to be growing pains. I mean, it's just kind of how it is. Missing rookie year, not playing a ton of college football, and then, us throwing him out there. And there's going to be some growing pains with him. It's just kind of how it is. And we're working with him, and he's doing everything he possibly can to work through it and be where he's supposed to be. And he understood it. I talked to him on the sideline, and, I just told him. I was like, this is going to happen. But now you know, and now it can't happen again. We can't have repeat, repeat mistakes, and he's a good kid. I mean, he's going to do well.
How much have you guys shown this preseason offensively in terms of play calling, and does that give you any reason to be optimistic once things start?
I think we're probably at like 63.25% or so. I don't know. I mean, there's definitely some stuff we've held back. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But there's plenty in the game plan for us to move the ball and be successful out there. That wasn't the reason for us not moving the ball.
John mentioned that, Zach and Eddie have been practicing.
Yeah.
They're still in the protocol, but they've been practicing. Does that give you a sense for what the offense could be like in week one? And is that...
Yeah, I mean, we've had them out there. I mean, I've thrown, and I know what they can do. They're difference makers out there. They make plays. Zach, when you put him at tight end, he's a matchup problem for some people, and Eddie is too in the slot. So they're going to keep whatever their protocol is, and hopefully we get him back for that first game.
What's your comfort level now with Jeremy after these three preseason games?
He's good. I mean, he's doing well. I think verbiage-wise and communication, he's right on point. He knows exactly what's going on up front. Don't have to say much to him. And, I think we had that sweep to him. He broke a tackle, hit the edge. He's definitely flashed throughout the preseason. So we're hopeful that that first game he can make a difference for us.
Situationally, how much do you guys prepare for moments like at the end of the first half that just didn't
work? We need to prepare more, obviously. So I'm sure we'll have that in practice next week again. We just got to be better. Those Hail Mary situations, a lot of those you go back on film and the quarterback's got to move around a little bit and make some people miss because it's just hard to hold up for 6-7 seconds. So I got to do a better job for those guys there.
When you look back at the preseason, obviously, didn't throw the ball deep. Maybe at all. Was that a product of the protection? Was that a product of just waiting?
I think it's some of the play calling. There's some other stuff that I think we wanted to get on film and take a look at. Protection wise, I don't think we wanted to put anybody in danger back there. There's some stuff we just don't really want to show. I mean, we know what Alshon can do with deep balls. I mean, that's documented material out there. So we know what we have there. And there's just other things with Kevin we kind of wanted to work on. I mean, we know he can run fast. There's no doubt about that. So other stuff, 15 and in, we kind of wanted for him to work on and put him in different spots and see what he could do.
Jay, why should people be optimistic that things will get better offensively?
I don't think they have another choice. I mean, we got a lot of new guys. We got a lot of great attitude. We got a good team. Coach Fox put together a heck of a staff. Dal and his staff is doing everything possible. Vic, he's a proven vet at it. He's gonna do everything possible for that defense. It's just up to the guys. And it's a long season. It's 16 games, and we'll get it figured out.